and these moods can be run the gamut, and you have the moon changing sign every 2.5 days, so the moon is constantly affecting things on the planet. And so let's say that the type of machinery and the type of approach at which the machinery was utilized, or all machineries, is undergoing great, great stress, and will have its own ideally gracious collapse of sorts, while simultaneously, as Camila was asking earlier, will something new be born? Yes, something new is being born. Creativity is always looking to be expressed. The population is never going to run out of creativity. The population in the ideal is going to get to the point, as Nan was saying, oh, there's something bigger that's going on, and we don't trust any of this anymore. And when they reach that point, it is a very risky point to reach, because it's like stepping off the cliff there and trusting you're not going to fall. I know that this isn't solid. I'm going to take a risk and step off. And remember, years ago we used to say to you, you're not going to have to fly off the cliff, you have to learn to walk on, not the edge of the cliff, but in the air, over the edge of the cliff. So it takes a risk in letting go of one image, one home, one belief system, and knowing that you carry the feeling of desire to create that and greater will bring about a new revolution of consciousness, a new, let's say, technical revolution that has few little kernels popping at this time, perhaps more than a few little kernels. But you know, when people in scientific explorations tap into what they call consciousness, those who are overly rational, even if they are open to the ideas, they are very threatened with the new proofs, the new hypotheses, the new theories. Very threatened. And there's all sorts of things going out and about now about Darwinism. Of course, we've been pushing this agenda for years, the Darwin issue versus intelligent design, and we always said that's the one area we agree upon with your George Bush, that yes, intelligent design is most definitely involved in bringing life to Earth. The question is, what does the face of God look like? What's God's tribe like? What is their intentions? Who are the gods? So the dialogue is moving in a very healthy direction, and it is a bit scary because many people who are not able to conceive of these things, they put up walls, they hit walls. This is a time of stupendous adventures in consciousness.
One more thing I'd like to say about when you were talking earlier about the Industrial Revolution starting, you talked about that period 1700 and 62 or 64.
1762 would have been the last time Pluto was
right
to the galactic center.
And I was thinking 1776 was when, you know, the America started
American Revolution
really breaking away from the...
Actually, they started breaking away around 1771, 72, and events were spotted, and there were confrontations, there were sparks, etc., etc. And this is what you are seeing now. Mm-hmm. This is a transition year. There will be sparks. There will be people who have had enough. They're putting things together. The question is, are they putting it together through the internet? Are they using consciousness? Are they being initiated shamanically, meaning earth-wise and natural-wise, into a higher place of responsibility? Where the responsibility is not, you bad guys are doing this to us. Where the responsibility says, I have gotten sucked into a bad dream. And others are dreaming a bad dream. And I thought it was my bad dream too. But I see the dawn. I can dream any dream I want.